This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young in association with John and Gordy Productions, Civic Media, and your Uncle Steve. Side effects may include nausea, uncontrollable laughter, and the desire to throw your radio into Lake Mendota. Now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
Uncle Steve's sorry, too.
Yeah, we're all sorry.
It's a sorry state of affairs.
It is. 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning, and we're hoping you had, you know, bundled up this morning. It's really, really cold.
6 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah. High today, just 15.
It is.
So, you know, get out the heavy coat, scarf, mittens, the gloves, the hat, everything. Get ready.
Check your windshield wipers.
You know, gotta do all that.
I gotta tell everybody that Gordy got a fantastic coat. Your coat.
I love that.
Is
coat.
A classic.
It is
fantastic. Have you figured out what kind of material it is? It's a long coat down.
I'm pretty sure
half it's calf. I mean, it is a long coat and it's heavy and it's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Where did
Thank
you get it?
You know, I got it at a resale shop. I got it at St. Vinny's for $17.
$17.
It's from Marshall Fields.
Yes.
In Chicago.
Wow.
I mean, it has the old Marshall Fields label in it, so it's got to have some age to it because Marshall Fields went out of business, I don't know, a decade ago.
A while ago.
Macy's bought them. Maybe they still have a clothing brand, but I don't think so.
I mean, it's just a gorgeous coat.
Yeah, it was beautiful shape. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow. And it's like wearing a blanket.
My wife sent me some pictures of your coat.
Yes.
Really? And they're saying that it's wool of some sort.
Okay, I believe it.
It's a great
But it's
coat.
Not scratchy like wool. And
it's
pliable.
It is. It's really
very,
nice.
It's very comfortable.
Yeah.
Thank you for noticing.
Well, yeah.
You got a pretty cool coat, too.
Well, you know, it's my Longmire.
Your Longmire.
Suede
coat. But you got to have a hat for that.
I know.
You're not a hat wearer.
I don't wear hats.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I wear a hat, you know.
If I had shorter hair, I'd wear a hat. But, you know, when you wear a hat with long hair and it kind of sticks out, you know, it just goes sideways. I feel like Bozo the Clown. I'm just not going to do it.
Okay, well, anyway. Hey, this portion...
for style and fashion.
That's the fashion
segment.
That
was our segment, yeah.
Coming up in a little while, we're going to talk to Kevin Mager from Freewheel Bicycle, find out what they're all about. Mm-hmm. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. You can check them out on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online at verlo.com and ask about their lifetime guarantee.
All right, the big story this time around, TikTok. That's what we're talking about
here. Did they ban it yet?
Oh, you know they are.
They're trying.
You know they are. The Supreme Court on Friday had different views on whether the government can effectively ban a social media platform used by 170 million Americans.
Seems like a lot.
I cannot wrap my head around this. How in the hell can they do this? This is outrageous. So many people have businesses that go through TikTok. They make money with TikTok broadcasts. There are podcasters that are using TikTok. This is just ridiculous.
Well, the deal is it's owned by China, and we don't want that. We want it owned by Americans,
In other words,
the Supreme Court wants
it. We don't want to entertain China. if we don't put it on government computers, then it's just the public. What can they get from us? Come on, we're buying their stuff. My God, I don't get
it. The government's just concerned that China is gathering all of our personal information up through TikTok, right?
Yeah, I just want to thank Wisconsin Representative, former Wisconsin Representative Mike Gallagher, who spearheaded censoring TikTok for good. We've added another black mark to our state's history. Thank you, Mike. Chief Justice Roberts asked if the Chinese-based ByteDance is using TikTok to get Americans to argue with each other.
Yeah.
Okay, get that. Roberts said to Laughter in the Court, if they do, I'd say they're winning. Okay. You know, it's not that light a thing here, Justice Roberts. The media is reporting that experts thought the court was more likely to be swayed by the government's national security concerns than giving 170 million Americans a break and let them keep using TikTok. Roberts asked TikTok lawyer, are we supposed to ignore that the ultimate parent is in fact subject to doing intelligence for the Chinese government? It seems to me that you are ignoring the major concern here of Congress, which was Chinese manipulation of the content. Just as Brett Kavanaugh said, Congress and the president were concerned China is harvesting information about Americans over time to develop spies and blackmail people years from now. That seems like a huge concern for the future of the country, Kavanaugh said. No, it sounds stupid is what it sounds like. Come on. They're going to listen to our broadcast and then give us a call and say, you know, we saw what you did. Yeah. Now you're going to have to act as a spy for us or we're going to tell your neighbors. You know, I'm just, I can't even get over this. Kavanaugh probed whether Trump can choose not to enforce the ban after he takes office on January 20th. All right.
Okay.
You know what? He can. He can do that. He can just say, you know, nope, TikTok is going to stay. I think he can. He can do anything he damn well wants, right?
Yeah.
And what about violating the First Amendment rights of TikTok? And its users.
Right.
That's also a huge issue.
It
now, we've
is.
Got a couple cuts coming up here.
Yeah.
In fact, why don't we... Mark, you're going to have to wait. Let's play
Mark's on the line.
Well, cut 43. Yeah. Let's play this.
Okay.
What do you mean by covert, though? I mean, does covert just mean it's hard to figure out how the algorithm works? Because we could say that about every algorithm.
No, the covert nature of it comes from the fact that it's not apparent that the PRC is the one behind the scenes pulling the strings here and deciding exactly what content is going to be made to appear on the site. And another way that the
PRC... It's just because we don't know that China's behind it? That's what covert means?
Well, I think
it doesn't have anything to do with the difficulty of figuring out what the algorithm is doing. It's just because people don't know that China is pulling the strings. That's what covert means?
What it means is that Americans are on this platform thinking that they are speaking to one another and this recommendation engine that is apparently so valuable is organically directing their speech to each other. And what is covert is that the PRC, a foreign adversary nation, is instead exploiting a vulnerability in the system.
Well, if that's all it means, that like people don't know that China's behind it, like everybody now knows that China is behind it.
No, but it's the specific content that's being manipulated would be apparent. And so
well,
I think
that's true of every search engine. I mean, you can take any of these algorithms, whether it's X or whether it's, you name it. What are the new ones? Blue Sky? I mean, none of these are apparent, right? You get what you get, and you think, that's puzzling. And it's all a little bit of a black box. So you can't just mean it's a black box, it's covert. They're all black boxes. And if you just mean what's covert is the fact that there's China behind it, I mean, honestly, really, like everybody does know now that there's China behind it. So I just don't get what this covert word does for you.
I think the problem with just saying, as a general matter, China has this capability and might at some point be able to exercise it and manipulate the platform is it doesn't put anyone on notice of when that influence operation is actually happening, and therefore it doesn't guard against the national security harm from the operation itself.
Isn't that a pretty paternalistic point of view? I mean, don't we normally assume that the best remedy for problematic speech is counter speech? And TikTok says it could even live with a disclaimer on its website saying this can be covertly manipulated by China. In case anybody were left in doubt after today, about that possibility. So you're saying that won't work because?
That won't work because it is such a generic, generalized disclosure that it wouldn't put anyone reasonably on notice about when it's actually happening.
That's
and the example
best,
I've been thinking about is...
your argument is that the average American won't be able to figure out that the cat feed he's getting on TikTok could be manipulated, even though there's a disclosure saying it could be manipulated.
But imagine if you walked into a store and it had a sign that said, one of 1 million products in this store causes cancer. That is not going to put you on notice about what product is actually jeopardizing your health. And I think that's roughly equivalent to the type of disclosure they're contemplating here. They brought up the example of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA. You have to disclose the actual content.
If that's true, then wouldn't that be true for all social media companies, for all content?
Yeah.
I mean, every editor... every newspaper in its editorial room makes decisions about what it's going to run and how it's going to say it, and every algorithm has preferences, whether it's domestic or foreign, and nobody really knows exactly when those editorial decisions are being made or how, but they're generally aware, and we think that's enough.
I think, though, that there is a real risk that when a foreign adversary has control of that kind of mechanism and a speech platform in the United States, it could weaponize that platform to harm United States interests.
Okay. So that was Elena Kagan, the first justice questioning, and it sounds like she is very skeptical of this whole ban. And that was Neil Gorsuch also questioning, and didn't sound like he was on board with the ban either. I don't know why these experts think for one second that the court is going to decide that maybe they should just, you know, let the ban go forward.
Right.
I don't get it. You know, this is just crazy stuff, right? I mean, if you keep it off the government computers, then let the people have their say.
Mm-hmm.
Let them have fun. Let them start their businesses. Let them keep their businesses. This is insanity. And I can't believe this. I hope Trump does the right thing. I'll mark this down on the calendar, folks. I'm starting to hallucinate. All right.
Well, when is the court supposed to decide this? I mean, it was any day, right?
Well, it has to happen right away. Let's go to Mark right away on the phones here. Mark, what do you got for us here?
Yeah, well, you know, this kind of delves into the whole net neutrality thing. And also, I don't know if you guys remember that it was a movie from years ago. I think it was a TV movie called Colossus, the Forbin Project. They had a big supercomputer that was collecting data on everything, and then it hooked up with a big supercomputer over in Russia, and the computers took over the world.
Wow. I don't remember that.
This was from back in the 70s, but I think I just saw over the weekend, I just saw briefly something on that Elon Musk is building some big supercomputer to start grabbing information from all of us as well. So, I mean, I would, you know, I don't trust Musk as far as I would trust China. I mean, that of course they're going to do that kind of thing and collect information.
Right.
But keep it off of the governmental computers and just accept the fact that everybody's spying on everybody else. And
Mark, I do work for the government at this point. I work for the Census Bureau, and there is no way that computer is going to allow me to install anything on it.
So
they have protections in their computers that you can't do anything with them, even print stuff from them. So I've got a little bit more on this, by the way, after the break.
Great. Thank you, Mark, for that call. We're back with more of John and Gordy in a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, and right now it's time once again for Brittany Merlot with the weather forecast, and nothing's really going to happen, right? Weather-wise.
It's cold.
It hurts a little.
So, you know, this boring weather is just fantastic.
Aren't we lucky? Oh my gosh, you missed out on the snow over the weekend.
Yeah.
Now we're just sitting here in some sunshine and cold. A few flurries maybe flying early tomorrow morning, but hey, not much. We can handle sub-zero today, right?
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
We're strong. Yeah. We got this. All right. Temperature is probably going to be feeling like 5 below throughout the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind. That'll be the case tomorrow, too. But then we'll hit 20s on Wednesday, upper 30s on Thursday, and 40 on Friday.
Get
so
out
it's not
the grill.
Gonna last too long.
I'm going to start up the grill on Friday.
I'm going to put my gazebo back out.
That's right.
Patio.
All right, Neil.
40s. Oh, 40s by the end of the week.
Yeah.
40s. Yes, we're missing another system. It's going to slide to the south, and what we get from that is a little warm-up, maybe a little bit of drizzle, but 40s by Friday.
Fantastic. All right.
Yay.
Brittany, thank you very much.
Brittany,
you're
thank
welcome,
you.
Guys.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Very
Thanks.
Good. That's Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist. Right. Okay.
Our big topic is banning TikTok, all right?
Yeah.
And this is an excellent argument from... one of the television shows. Let's check this out. This is from Joy Reid again, and she was talking to Hassan Piker. He is a Hassanabi. That's his podcast, and he was talking about this. Let's check this out. Cut 44.
There is nothing funnier than saying TikTok is responsible for the spread of misinformation, which it is. Okay, that's true. Exclusively TikTok is responsible for spreading misinformation. Have you seen Twitter? Have you seen Facebook? Have you seen any of the social media platforms out there? Like, if you cared about the dissemination of truth, or if you cared about like hate speech or you know, all of these like divisive statements coming out of social media and like dividing the public, then apply European style restrictions. Then you will never do that, of course, because this has nothing to do with national security fears. This has nothing to do with misinformation that TikTok is causing, and everything to do with TikTok being a Chinese operated company that is literally sucking up the rest of the social media marketplace. And they want to ensure that they're the only game in town. American owned companies must
That's
dominate
right.
the land.
That's it.
TikTok doesn't offer the same backdoors that every other social media platform offers to the American intelligence agencies. That's a big problem for them. And also, it's not controlled by an American that is malleable, by a Westerner that is easier to control. That's the reason. That's why they absolutely hate it. U.S. has Chinese tech giants that list of companies allegedly working with China's military. And the thing is, they do. They do. Of course they do. You know who else works with the military, with their respective military? Every American company. Every company in the United States of America, from video game developers all the way to whatever goods manufacturing we have that remains here, okay? It's so stupid. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, given the advantages that he got from TikTok and a last-ditch effort, I think, from TikTok that opened up the content faucet for right-wing sentiment to thrive even more than it does, is now trying to save TikTok. At least that's what he's saying he wants to do.
If TikTok were to go away, we would be facing a really, really challenging situation.
Yeah, this is a very real issue because TikTok is virtually the only game in town for a lot of small businesses that have, you know, become very successful small businesses. It's not even a joke. Like, this is straight up something that I brought up as well.
Hmm. All right.
Okay.
Pretty good arguments.
Fantastic
arguments, actually.
Right.
So, again, banning TikTok, hugely bad idea. And we're hoping that it's hard to say, but I hope Trump does the right thing.
Well, it's up to the Supreme Court, right?
It is up to the Supreme Court whether they will stop the ban or not. That's what they're up to. And by the way, TikTok expires next Sunday on the 19th.
Okay.
The day before inauguration.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Mm. Now, let's hear from some TikTok supporters here. This is Cut 45.
This country has never taken the step of shutting down a speech platform, much less such an important speech platform, because, as the government effectively concedes in its briefs, it's afraid that the content that could come out on that platform might be, you know, dangerous. We don't normally think of speech as dangerous. The Supreme Court has repeatedly said speech is not dangerous. And you don't shut down a speech platform because you're worried about speech being dangerous.
I'm a plaintiff in this lawsuit, not just for myself, but for all of the women who, through TikTok, found their dreams and financial independence. A TikTok ban would place these women, including myself, in true financial jeopardy. No other platform can replace it. I have tried posting the same exact content on other social media apps without anywhere near the same success.
The First Amendment isn't a relic of the past. It's a living promise that must be defended in this digital age.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All good points, and it just seems... It seems hard to believe that we would actually silence a piece of software that is just there for entertainment value and obviously for entrepreneurs who have started their businesses on it. And, you know, doom scrolling is something that you can deal with. You know you're doing it. Mm. You can choose to do it or not to do it. Catherine's daughter decided to take a break from TikTok because she knew that she was getting addicted to it, and doom scrolling was a big problem for her.
And she's a young teen.
Yeah, and she made that decision on her own.
Quite a lot. Yeah. But yes, she made that decision.
So a lot of people, you know, we're smarter than that.
Yeah.
Okay?
And they have alternatives. They put their reels on YouTube or, you know, other platforms are available.
But I think the podcaster, Hassan Piker, when he mentioned the fact that this would leave just the American software companies, the social media companies alone, they wouldn't have competition from TikTok. And I think they need the competition. We don't want Meta to be in complete control of what we're doing, especially after what they have come out with for their new policy of service agreement, where they're allowing hate speech to go on there, but it'll have a disclaimer. Yeah. Well, that's nice.
No fact checkers.
Right. Yeah.
If they want an American company to be in charge of something like TikTok, why don't they just make something better than TikTok? Get people to go there on their own.
Well, yes.
Well, I know there's Threads, and then there's, Instagram. There are a lot of, you know, similarities, but they're not as good as far as TikTok users are concerned. So I think we should definitely keep TikTok around. It's just too big a company already.
We'll find out in just a few days how it all shakes out. It is 29 past the hour. We've got the Midwest Farm Report, and then we'll talk with Kevin Mara from Free Wheel Bicycle coming up on John and Gordy.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle.
Everybody sing.
I want to ride it where I like.
Okay.
This is one of those most irritating songs ever in the world. 92.7 WMDX.
John, you need to write a better bicycle song.
I actually have a really good bicycle song we could play instead of this.
Wait, what is it? Do you remember?
Yeah, it's by the Baroques, a Milwaukee group, and yeah.
All right.
It's about a bicyclist who harasses everybody, and I think that's a better bicycle song.
All right.
And more true.
Well, we're
going
to talk about bicycles this
morning. Yes, we are. Yes.
And our guest has joined us here in the studio, Kevin Mara from Free Wheel Bicycle. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning.
Come right up to the microphone there. There we go. Tell us about Free Wheel Bicycle. What's this organization about?
All right. So Free Wheel is a nonprofit organization dedicated to bike maintenance and repair education. We believe that everyone should have the right to ride a bicycle, and one of the biggest impediments to people riding bicycles is not knowing how to repair and maintain bicycles.
You are right. You're absolutely right about that.
True.
I mean, how many times did you leave a bike in your shed or your garage because it has a flat? You don't know what to do with it. You know, how do you get it fixed? Where do you take the bike? You know, the whole thing is just a nightmare.
Well, yeah. Well, there are bike shops around, but this is a different kind of organization.
You're helping people with this, right?
So, I mean, if you want to take your bicycle to a commercial shop, those shops are wonderful, but they oftentimes take can take weeks to fix your bicycle, and oftentimes they cost more than people can afford to spend on their bicycle. Yeah. And so that's where we come in. We want to have a place where we can teach people how to maintain their bicycles themselves. We want to lend them the knowledge and the tools necessary to do that. Some repairs need a specialized tool for a bicycle, and so we're there to help. And we want, when we teach a class or when we teach someone, the instructor never touches the bike. They always hand the tools to the student and have the student do the repair themselves.
Oh, okay.
So you have a temporary location, but you want to get a permanent location. Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's correct. So in order to teach people about bike maintenance and repair, it's really important that you have a physical shop, a place where people know where to take their bicycle, and a place where we can store the tools and the parts. You need replacement parts, and used parts are perfectly fine, but you need some place to store them. And for about the last year, we've been operating out of one of our volunteers' garages, and we just can't help enough people like that. So we need a dedicated space to do this. And so the people at Neighborhood House have very graciously accepted, allowed us to operate out of their space for about the next 6 months. My understanding is that their current building is going to be teared down and replaced with a larger building. And so we have until that happens.
That's on 29th South Mill Street.
That's correct.
So you're having a big get-together this Sunday, right?
Yes,
tell us about that. So it's an annual meeting, but what's going to happen
there? Yeah, so every year we're a nonprofit, and so every year we have an annual meeting where we have all the stakeholders involved. That's volunteers and supporters and people who want to take classes from us. So pretty much everyone's a stakeholder in our organization. And we have a meeting where we give an informative talk, a very short one, about our organization and what we do. And then we solicit feedback from the community for how we can better serve the community, how we can better use what limited resources we have to improve our mission.
Sure.
Now, I would assume that a lot of people may go there and just learn how to fix something. They don't have a repair, but they want to know how to repair a chain or, repair a tire or get it replaced or put different tires on or how to take the tire off in the first place or maybe adjust their handlebars in a certain way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, add technology to their bike. They can do that as well, right? You show them right tools to use and how to do
that's,
that.
That's what our norm. That's we won't be doing that at the annual meeting, but that's what our
that's what
our classes in general do. So we typically teach two types of classes. One is called the build a bike, where we take a bicycle. You can bring your own bike, or we can provide you with a bike. Where we take a bicycle and then we just take the whole thing apart and then put it back together over the course of about 4 hours. And to basically teach you everything about your specific bicycle, and the other thing is we teach an open shop where we basically just open our doors and anyone can bring in their bicycle and fix whatever problem they
get, whatever they advice they need. Right?
Yeah,
you deal with all kinds of bikes, right?
All kinds of bikes,
e-bikes,
any type of bike.
Uh-oh. Okay, yeah. And my e-bike
needs
you've
repair. Got some issues with your e-bike, don't you?
Well, it would be expensive to repair it. I know that.
Yeah.
Because I've had it checked out a couple of different places because of the parts. But, but that's a whole other issue. I want to find out, you're looking for volunteers.
That's correct.
Tell us about that.
So, for the past 2 years, we've been an all-volunteer organization. We don't have a whole lot of resources. And we've been powered entirely by volunteers. And so we're looking for more volunteers. The more active volunteers we have, the more we can help the community. Yeah. And so, all the current volunteers are people who work full time and don't have as much time as they'd like to dedicate to this organization. And so we want more people to get involved.
And what types of volunteers are you looking for? All kinds of skills,
most
right?
Most of the people who contact us want to be volunteer mechanics. Yeah. And we love volunteer mechanics, and we want more volunteer mechanics. But what we really need are people interested in the day-to-day operation of a nonprofit. You know, we want, like, if you have any experience with developing a nonprofit, marketing, writing grants, planning events, if you want to plan events for FreeWheel, we would love someone to volunteer to do that. Mm-hmm. Or bookkeeping or legal advice. Anyone, a lawyer who wants to help get involved would be great. An advocate, artists, anything to help promote our organization mm-hmm. or run the day-to-day operations of a nonprofit would be extremely helpful. Mm-hmm. If you have nonprofit experience and want to get involved in a new organization, you could probably take this organization any direction you wanted.
Well, this guy right here.
Yeah, John, you're eyeing me up. What are you trying to say?
You've got all kinds of experience in fixing bikes, Sam.
I can fix a bike, yeah.
You've got an old bike. You got a really old bike, and he's just constantly fixing it up.
Yes. So I don't have any experience running a nonprofit, but I guess I can learn.
So once again, the meeting is this Sunday, 5 to 7 at Neighborhood House.
That's correct.
And that's at 29 South Mills Street in Madison. It says refreshments provided, too.
Sure.
Okay. Good. I'll be there. No. This is great. I mean, it sounds like a terrific organization. How long have you been doing this?
The organization's been around since 2003. Oh, I've been involved since 2019.
Okay.
Let's get a little background on you. I mean, here, how the heck did you get involved with fixing bicycles? Tell everybody what you really do.
What's your real job? What's your day job?
I'm a particle astrophysics.
Okay.
And I work for the university.
Yeah.
And tell us what that work involves. I mean, I don't. When you say that, I don't have any idea what you do.
So the University of Wisconsin operates a neutrino telescope at the South Pole called the Ice Cube Neutrino Observatory.
Okay.
And that is basically we took a cubic kilometer of Antarctic ice and instrumented it with these photo sensors. And okay. So when a neutrino interacts in the ice, it creates a shower of secondary particles. And those secondary particles create light that we can observe with the detector.
And you've been there.
I've been to Antarctica. That's correct. Yeah.
And you're trying to figure out whether there's life in outer space because of this, or
well, it doesn't seem like I don't know why outer space aliens would make neutrinos.
Okay, all right.
normally they're created by energetic particles in the vicinity of a black hole.
Oh, okay. So you're trying to find out if there's a black hole nearby? Or
yeah, well, if there's a black hole nearby, we'd know about it. But the sources we're looking at are actually quite far away in terms of astronomical sources.
All right. So we're safe.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well,
thank you, Kevin.
Well, again, the FreeWheel annual meeting, Sunday, January 19th, 5 to 7 at Neighborhood House at 29 South Mill Street. Do you have a Facebook page or a website
you
want to
mention? Yeah, we have a Facebook page. FreeWheelBikes.org is our webpage. You can go there to learn more about our organization. Mm-hmm. You can send us an email to info@FreeWheelBikes.org if you're interested in volunteering or interested in a class. And yeah, we should be teaching classes. Once the weather improves a little bit, we'll start teaching classes again.
Well, Madison's such a bicycle-friendly city, right?
Yeah.
We want to keep it that way.
Yeah, I mean, a community bike shop is a really important part of the bicycle infrastructure, and it's a real shame that Madison doesn't have one at the moment.
Yeah, Sam?
So I just want to, check on this. Your focus isn't, just on people who, commute on their bikes every day. It's, for Joe Schmo, Mr. John Peterson here, who has a bike in his garage but hasn't ridden it for 10 years or something like that. You want to get everyone who has a bike able to ride their bike and use it for whatever purpose they want, right?
Yeah, we want to support bike riders of all skill levels, all income brackets, all style of riding, everything.
Temperaments?
Temperaments, yeah. Okay. Although if you're not polite at the class, we might ask you to leave.
Okay, John, excellent. You've been warned excellent. Already.
Okay. Me.
Okay. All right. Well, Kevin, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. Yeah. And good luck with the meeting and keep us in touch. Okay?
Yeah. Sure. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. And let us know about any black holes that pop up that we should know about. Okay.
You'll be the first to know.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Kevin Marr. We reel toward it.
Kevin Marr from FreeWheel. Okay. Thanks, Kevin.
All
right.
Well, let's talk about the California fires here, because it's getting quite the weird reaction from the right wing. The megas are talking about this as some kind of DEI problem. Brian Krastenstein tweeted this: 4 out of 5 top 5 states in acres of land burned in 2024. And they have Republican governors, okay? Mm. 4 out of the top 5 states in acres of land burned in 2024 have Republican governors, okay?
So
he says, I don't hear Trump or Musk attacking Texas, North Carolina, Montana, or Florida, or calling their governors scum. What a sad, sad man this Trump guy is.
Well, and, yeah, and I know Gavin Newsom has invited Trump to come to California
and he hasn't taken him up on
it. For himself what's really happened.
Yeah, yeah. And then Representative Byron Donalds must think the liberals, again, are at fault for this. You know, like, we can control weather, right? And we can control fires as well, I would assume. Let's play Byron here at Cut 48.
People of California, at the end of the day, they have a responsibility to elect competent leadership, starting with the governor, through the state assembly, and into local government. Because instead of following the far left woke policies of California, which have been disastrous throughout the entire country, that's what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris brought to Capitol Hill, the American people have said enough, and now it's time for the people of California to say they've had enough. They need new leadership if they want to avoid these type of disasters in the future.
California politics just has to change. Carson Byron Donalds, thank you.
It's the politics that caused the damn fires.
Really?
That's amazing, isn't it? I mean, what a way to, you know, take aim at woke again. This ridiculous word woke that means nothing to anybody, except it does mean liberal, progressive, and Democrat. And we have to eliminate that party completely from the earth, the face of the earth. And then, of course, we won't have the fires. We won't have the problems. Yeah. And if there is a fire, it'll be run perfectly well by Republican governors.
Yeah, has nothing to do with climate change or anything,
right? No, we got to stay away from that idea. That is not it. I don't know why people keep thinking it's climate change.
Yeah, why
it doesn't
would that
exist.
Be?
It's the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the face of the earth.
All right, it is 7:49. We're coming back with tidbits, odds and ends. Oh yeah, we got some leftovers right around the corner.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
All right. By the way, we have a leftover from the last break.
Do we?
Segment, I'm sorry. Yeah. Get the language right here.
We have any leftovers from the party? There was a lot of
Did you
pasta.
Take some leftovers?
I
home?
No. No.
No.
Sam had leftover balloons.
I had balloons and you guys forced me to take food. And I've got a whole big pan of chips that is just sitting in my kitchen right now.
How did you get those?
They just handed them to me.
With the balloons on your bicycle?
I've got baskets on my bike.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Okay.
So he took like 20 helium balloons strapped to his bicycle.
There were people honking at me on the way back.
I would assume. Yeah. Okay, let's get to the Daily Show did a little takeoff on the problem of the California fires. You know, of course, MAGA is coming up with every possible excuse you can think of to not blame climate change for this.
Right.
So
it's the Democrats.
Yeah. So here are here's a little bit of Family Feud fun.
We asked 100 normal scientists, what's to blame for the LA fires?
the far left woke policies of California.
Because they're trying to protect a tiny little fish, which is in other areas, by the way, called the smelt.
What is that?
The DEI initiatives in indoctrinating our children in child mutilation.
Because the Indians wanted some of their river back so they could catch salmon.
The fire department donated surplus supplies to Ukraine.
70% of her hires have been based on DEI, not muscularity.
It's a simple question. Climate
change. I'm actually having an out-of-body experience right now.
Climate change. Mm-hmm. That's what it's
How many
all
strikes
about.
Is that? The other team should have had a chance to steal by this point.
That's right. Yeah, they only get three strikes.
It's amazing. Okay. Yeah, it was pretty good. Mm. All right, let's get to Meta and their new policy. 71 organizations so far are warning Meta about ending fact-checking. And they're saying it's a really bad idea. No kidding, you think? nearly 3.5 billion people use Meta products every day in September.
Wow.
Fact-checking is essential to maintaining shared realities. I like that, shared realities.
Yeah.
Let's go with that one. An evidence-based discussion, both in the United States and globally, wrote the International Fact-Checking Network. There's a fact-checking network. All right.
Okay.
Part of the nonprofit media organization's Poynter Institute. All right. Meta has fact-checking partnerships, by the way, with 100 countries. So they are continuing to fact check the way they have been here in the country. Like, they haven't abandoned it in those countries yet. And because they have tougher laws, probably.
Right.
It says here, the IFNCN wrote, if Meta decides to stop the program worldwide, it is almost certain to result in real-world harm in many places. Meta has not announced plans to end fact-checking their program, similar to what we had in the United States globally. So they haven't really decided yet on that.
Oh, really?
I don't think they're going to do that.
Hmm.
Europe has very strict internet laws, and so I think that's going to be something that we're not going to see happen anytime soon.
Well, good. We can all continue to share the same reality.
Yes.
I don't like when we have different realities going on.
I know. I prefer sharing them.
Right.
Okay, now Mel Gibson came out. He lost his house.
Yeah, I know.
And he has his own theories and conspiracies about this. But
he was with Joe Rogan, right?
Well, he was on Laura Ingraham as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so let's check this out. This is cut 46.
Making the rounds.
Mel Gibson.
Why they do things. And then in the events like this, you sort of look, is it on purpose? Which, it's an insane thing to think. Mm-hmm. But one begins to ponder whether or not there is a purpose in mind. What could it be, I don't know.
What
Do
could
they want
it be?
The state empty? I don't know.
Well, Mel, there's already talk, and we played a couple of the sound bites, of reimagining the way rebuilding occurs. And obviously, there's a great need for high-density housing in California and across the country. That's a big push by the climate folks.
So let's burn everything
And you're already
down.
Hearing rumblings of that. In this case, like, goodbye single-family homes, hello high-density housing.
It's pretty scary, and it'll take decades to do that, too. It's like, even if it, if it's a good idea, which I don't know if it is, but...
Good idea to burn everything down?
Reminds me of the old cattle barons clearing people off the land, But, I don't know. I can make all kinds of horrible theories up in my head, conspiracy theories and everything else, but it just seemed a little convenient that there was no water.
And
that the wind conditions were right, and that there are people ready and willing and able to start fires. And are they commissioned to do so, or are they just acting on their own volition? I don't know.
Commission?
But they seem pretty well equipped, some of these people that they're catching.
Yeah, they're catching people that are starting fires, and they're well equipped. But it's they're investigating this. No one knows. they're burning the places down so they could build high rises.
Okay, Mel.
You know, I still like him in Mad Max.
Yeah, and I'm sorry his house burned down, but, yeah. You know, crazy theories are crazy. All right, that's going to do it for us for today. Tomorrow, Hannah Shea will be here. She's from HS Pristine Clean. We'll find out what that's all about. Stephanie Miller's next.
Yeah, I hope we got you ready for Stephanie.
Yes. Have a great day. We'll talk to you first thing in the morning. Have a great day.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.